This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Those are women singing outside of a makeshift hospital that's been set up in Port-au-Prince. Survivors of Tuesday's earthquake in Haiti are growing increasingly desperate as the hours roll on and relief operations continue. NPR's Jason Beaubien arrived in the capital on Thursday and joins us now. Jason, thanks for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
And just bring us up to date.
Well, the big story today is that Hillary Clinton is coming in for a visit. It's going to be as low-key a visit as you can get for a Secretary of State. She's going to come in. She's going to just meet with the president. It's unclear whether she's even going to get out of the airport. Mainly, she's coming in, as her people have said, to show the U.S.'s support and solidarity with the Haitian people.
Now, I know you refer to that as a big story from the American point of view, but what about the Haitian point of view? What is today going to be about?
Today is going to be about more of what has been happening ever since this quake struck on Tuesday. It's still digging out. People are still trying to just get the basics, trying to get a place to sleep, trying to work out getting food, getting water. People are just really trying to deal with the basics and still trying to get people out of buildings. There are still an untold number of people trapped inside buildings, alive, knocking on walls. People are trying to dig them out.
And I can't begin to estimate thousands, hundreds of thousands who are walking around with real wounds. How much medical care is available?
Medical care is still a real issue here. Many of the clinics, many of the hospitals were severely damaged. Aid groups have been coming in and trying to get their operations set up. That is just starting to happen. It's been very makeshift. In front of the hotel where I'm staying, this hotel was fairly severely damaged, but it's habitable. A group has set up out front here, and people are just flooding in with their wounded loved ones, their relatives. Mm-hmm. At night, by flashlight, there was a gynecologist was out there sewing up people's heads, treating wounds. Yeah, it's very makeshift at the moment.
Do you get the idea anybody's in charge or who is in charge?
There's very much a sense that no one is in charge here. Occasionally, you'll see some Haitian police on the streets, but there's very much a sense that the state has collapsed, in part because the governmental buildings have all collapsed. Mm-hmm. The government is not functioning. For a long time, it's been completely unclear where President René Préval is. There's very much a sense that things have broken down. And it's interesting, you know, I was talking to a guy outside of a university where supposedly 60 people are still trapped inside, and they can hear them knocking on the walls. And he was saying that it's going to be the United Nations, the United States, the international community, that they're going to have to take charge of getting control back over what's happening in Haiti, because even if the governmental people in Haiti wanted to get together, they have nowhere to meet. They have no means of communication. So in the short term, Haitians are really looking, particularly to the U.S., to come in and try to mm-hmm. get things moving, get this recovery operation going, and move this country forward from a devastating disaster.
Have people moved from shock, despair, to anger?
You're getting some of that. The World Food Program got out yesterday and started distributing just little biscuits from trucks, and there were just mobs of people trying to get them, and you know, things started to break down. But overall, it really hasn't gotten that bad yet. And from what I've seen, being out in the streets, you are seeing some acts of looting and whatnot, but it's fairly minor considering the fact that there doesn't seem to be any law and order, mm-hmm. and considering sort of the scale of what's happened here, people seem to be taking it fairly calmly.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.